Love Talk Radio.
I'm on the phone line with Kara Ford. She's a real estate agent here in the Dallas, Texas area. So if you are listening to the conversation that's going on right now, please call the number at 516-595-8307 to ask questions about real estate or any pertinent concerns that you may have about buying and selling your property. Well, Kara, how are you? Hello, Kara.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, yes. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I know that we have a limited amount of time, so I'm going to ask questions really quick, and then I'll let you go. I wanted to know about the Bank of America. Now, I don't know if you heard anything about this, but the Bank of America posted a announcement on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that they're giving out bank loans to blacks and Hispanics. Are you familiar with that?
I am. So the Bank of America loan is to help minorities and, you know, bridge that gap of home ownership. So, yes, mm-hmm. It is a phenomenal program where you're able to buy in specific areas. You can't buy anywhere. You have to buy in, like, certain areas. And they
mm-hmm.
are basically giving you a loan. You don't have to do a down payment. You don't have to have a credit score. You just have to show that you have paid all your bills on time in the last 6 months. And then they're going to also look mm-hmm. at what you paid last 12 months. So it's a great opportunity for home ownership for minorities.
All right. Now, you mentioned you have to buy in certain areas. Why is that? Isn't that redlining?
You know, you would think it's redlining. However, no, it is just to help specific groups of people. And that's kind of what they have decided to do, put it in specific areas. That's a good question. I actually have gotten that question often. Like, isn't that redlining? Are they not allowing me to be in this specific area because, you know, I'm colored? It's not that or a minority because you could get your own traditional loan and go and buy anywhere instead of going through that program. But good question.
Well, you know, it sounds a lot like NACA. That's what NACA is doing. They're in collaborations with Bank of America, and their program is the same. Are you familiar with NACA?
I am familiar with NACA. So NACA has a different rep. So the thing is, if you go through NACA, there's quite a things that you have to do. You have to go through some classes. You have to go through some paperwork. You also get assigned to someone who counsels you through the process, helps you budget. And then, of course, you get to pick whatever agent you decide to go with. So, yes, I am familiar with NACA. NACA is very similar to the Bank of America loan. So, yes, it makes sense that they're...
Okay, I have another question about social engineering. That's what they call this when they say you can only be in a specific area. However, you ever drive through a certain area, you see people living in apartments, and 6 months later, you go back, and the building is empty. Now, my question is, to all of those people that were living in those apartments, were they given a stipend to move?
That is a really good question. But, unfortunately, I do not know the answer to that. I don't know what exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is a stipend. They, you know, usually if someone comes and buys a property, like an apartment community, it has to be 51% of the people saying that they're okay with moving before they actually have them move. So it had to have been an agreement from most of the tenants, at least over half. So that could be where it is. They could give a stipend, and 51% of the people have agreed to move, but they can't just make anyone move. But that was an awesome question.
Oh, okay. So they are given enough money to secure housing someplace.
They could be. It's case by case.
I just wonder, the rent here in Texas is pretty pricey. You don't get very much for $1,000. You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked that question. If it's a poor community.
Yeah, affordable housing is starting to come slim. That's why multi-generational living is becoming a thing, where there's multiple people who are living in the home. Because affordability has gone down significant. So, yeah, that is unfortunate. That's just kind of where we are.
I know, and I know that a lot of people are doubling up with friends and family members to, you know, split the rent in half. I'm just concerned that the greed might cause the rent to go up even higher. What do you think about that? Because they know people are joining efforts to survive. Is there going to be a cap on this rent raising rate?
When it comes to a cap for rent raising, there is none. I'm sure if we get to a certain percentage where they are they're raising them too much, then maybe something will come out where they are able to do a cap. But right now, they cannot technically do that, because everyone is a different owner. So if the ownership of the community or a house, depending on what exactly they're renting, it's up to their discretion to up the pay as much as they see fit.
Oh, I see.
And if
now,
you think about it.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, if you think about it, everything is going up. It's inflation. Mm-hmm. So I don't really see too much of going down, and if it goes down, then something else is going to go up. So, for instance, right now pricing has gone down a little bit, like very slim when it comes to real estate, but the interest rates are going up. So it's kind of counterintuitive. So it's like, yeah, you might have a lower price home, but if the interest rates are higher, you're basically paying the same as if it was higher. So that's my two cents. What was your last question?
Well, no, but that's smart. That's what they flipped it to get you in at a lower rate, but they flipped the order of profiting from the person. They did it on the back end. Okay. Now, they're saying that the housing is slowing down, which you addressed. Is there going to be another crash like we had in 2008?
It's so funny. I actually get that question often. I do not believe there'll be a crash. And the only reason why I say that is because 2008, there was not that much equity in homes. So people were foreclosing like no other. But since pricing has gone up, most people have at least $75,000 of equity in their home. So if they decided to move, they could walk away with some money instead of going into foreclosure. So I don't see a crash coming. I just see that if you want a home, the best time to buy a house was yesterday, and the next best time is today. Do not wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait.
Oh, I see. Why? Okay, so next year, you think that's a good time to purchase your home? Next year.
I'm sorry, one more time?
2023. Is that going to be a good time to buy?
So, yes, it's still going to be, it's always a good time to buy. It just depends on your situation. Now, if you just got a new job, then it might not be a good time to buy. But if you've been saving and you want affordability, yes, the sooner the better.
Well, now, one more question. A lot of people were looking for work, and they were trying to jump into the real estate sales end of the business. And in some research that I recently did, I found out that in the Texas area, over 100,000 River State agents have joined the sales team. And there are not enough houses for the amount of salespeople. Now, how is that going to affect the sales agents? Are they going to have to go back to work?
Depends. So I do real estate full time. Usually anyone who gets in real estate, their first year, it's statistically proven that 87% of people fail real estate. And
since
it's a very hot topic, I'm sure it's gone up to probably 90 to 92% just because real estate is not for everyone. And it looks glamorous. It looks easy, but it's not. A lot of work. With that being said, I believe that the people that who are getting into real estate, if they don't really have a strategic plan, they will not survive.
Oh.
And they will have to go to work. And so that's a great last question, but that's my two cents.
Okay, well, one more thing. What's being done to help the homeless? You know, when I look at all of these new apartments, and I think about the senior citizens, the baby boomers, it's predicted that they will be the next homeless. Is there something that these apartment owners can do to counteract that for our baby boomers? You know, maybe they could set up 3-4 of those apartment units for someone on a fixed income that's 65 and older who would be responsible and give them an apartment at a much less rate, you know, because they are out of the workforce, but they can't be homeless. So many people are going to be in trouble. It's predicted over the next couple of years that our baby boomers, because of the inflation, do you think that the apartment complexes will consider helping to secure housing? Because I know
that.
Go ahead.
I really honestly do not know. The only thing I would be able to comment is that even though they're baby boomers, they do have retirement and they do have 55 plus communities. And so I see them, you know, trying to help baby boomers get there, but I don't see them giving anything just like away for a lower price just because someone's going to have to pay for it. Even if it's not senior citizens, it'd be someone else. So these were great questions. I thank you so much for, you know, having me on the show. If anyone has any additional questions, you guys can reach me on all sorts of social media. It's Kira Ford on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. I'm on there. I'm more than happy to help answer any questions.
Well, thank you so much, Kira. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk later. At a time that's convenient for you, I do have more questions, but I know you have to go. So I promise you 10 minutes, I'm going to keep my word. And I'll talk back with you later. Thank you, Kira Ford, for joining us today on Real Issues and the Truth. Bye for now, Kira.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Kira Ford here in the Dallas, Texas area. And she was kind enough to spend time talking about the real estate situation. And if you missed the program, you can log back on to Real Issues and Truth. And you can re-listen to the impromptu program that just went on today. And remember, Real Issues is the new featured program that is collaborating with Inspirational Corner. As promised, you will be able to continue to hear the good news that you can use. The gospel message will continue to be preached. Find me on Facebook at Ketura, K-E-T-U-R-A-H .Jones. Follow me there, and then you can receive updates about Real Issues and the Truth as they unfold. We have a newspaper on the Instagram. And you can find that at Ketura, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, with an S, underscore, truth. That's Ketura's truth on Instagram. If you're a Twitter fan, it's inspirational, M-I, on Twitter. That's twitter.com, inspirational, M-I. God bless you. If you know someone that wants to be on the program, give them this information so they can inbox me and make an appointment and be scheduled to be on the program. Send an email to jones.ketura95@gmail.com. If they're selling a book, please forward the information, and we can have them on to talk about the book as well. I need your support. Remember, we are stronger together.